beginning. The part that does the same thing yesterday, today, and is forevermore. Our everlasting God, our Rock of Ages. Thank you, Jesus. The one that knows us even before we're born in our mother's womb. Thank you, Father. The one that calls things that are nothing to be. The one that gives hope to the hopeless. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. They begin to worship you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for keeping us alive, O Lord. It's not by our power, it's not by our might that we are alive. It's not by our power, it's not by our might that our families are alive. It is by your grace. It is by your favor, it is by your mercy that has prevailed over judgment concerning us. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. Today is the fifth day of our fasting and praying. Father, our 40 days fasting and prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, do that which no man can do in our lives, in our midst, in the name of Jesus. You are Alpha, your name, the beginning and the end, O Lord. Our great provider, Lord, the preserver of our soul. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Thank you, Jesus. For the things that you've done, for the things that you continue to do in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, our provider, the reason why we have not been begging for bread. Father, we thank you, Jesus. The reason that struggle and not even need us. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your protection over our lives. Father, we just give you all the glory. We just give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Great is your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come before your throne of grace, Lord. Father, we come, O Lord. This morning, O Lord, to meet with you, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, from the beginning of the service to this time, O Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, even at this time, O Lord. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, that, Lord, you will reveal yourself to us through your word, O Lord. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, that we use with your glory in the name of Jesus this morning, O Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, as your word comes, O Lord, as you speak your word to me, O Lord. Father, Lord, let there be healing, O Lord. Let there be a breakthrough, Lord. Let it be manifestation of your power in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, because we have no powers of our own, O Lord. Father, Lord, even as we have come, O Lord, we'll not live here the same, O Lord. We'll live here blessed, O Lord. We'll live here with bodies lifted on our shoulders in the name of Jesus. We'll live here with needs met in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. At the end, let your name alone be glorified. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just tell somebody you're welcome. You're welcome, my sister. God bless you. Hallelujah. The Lord is blessed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know. I see the place is very hot. I'm seeing that it's 79 degrees. It's too hot. Praise the Lord. So please let's put on the AC a bit because it's to bring it down. It's hot. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are we excited? Those of you online, are you excited to be here today? I'm excited to be here. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm very excited to be here. Praise the Lord. If you are excited to be here, just shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. And all the time. I want to thank God. Today is the fifth day of 40 days fasting and prayer. I pray that the Lord will answer us in the name of Jesus. So we're going to pray today, but I'm going to do a little exaltation. Hallelujah. Our text is taken from the book of Daniel 3. From 15 to 30. And our topic today is divine intervention. Hallelujah. Divine intervention. Because the theme of our 40 days fasting and praying is
divine intervention. Praise the Lord. The Lord intervened in our lives in the name of Jesus. You know, one thing I know about God, when God intervenes, things happen. Hallelujah. Stories are changed. Hallelujah. So shall it be concerning us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before we read the Bible verse, you know, I would say that the essence of divine intervention is for the Almighty God to step in and take control of our lives, over our lives. You know, for Him to step in and take control of our lives. And also to take over situations that we do not have power, we will not have control of. Hallelujah. He comes over and take over control of things that we do not have control of. Things that seem that there is no way out for us. Hallelujah. That is what divine intervention, God Himself coming to intervene, God Himself coming to take control, God Himself coming in and saying enough is enough. I'm going to change the story. He's the one that has the power, the one that formed us even before, you know, the one that formed us and put us in our mother's womb. Hallelujah. Nobody knows how that happens. We just say egg and this, and the child goes there. Praise is the mystery. Hallelujah. And He said He knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. The God that knew us. Hallelujah. So we are believing God that God will do something new in our lives. God will do something great. God will do something miraculous. God will do something significant that people will see and know that indeed we serve a great God. Hallelujah. You know, when you serve God and people don't see progress, people don't see the manifestation of His power, people doubt God. Hallelujah. We are believing God that these 40 days, God will do something magnificent, that people will know that indeed we serve a great God in the name of Jesus. Because God has done it before. He's still doing it. And He will continue to do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So let me read the book of Daniel 3, 15 to 30. So now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Of course, when we hear this, of course, we'll be afraid. There's a fire there. They say, if you do not worship, as Christians, we are supposed to worship only God. But somebody is saying that if you do not worship, there's another God that has no, He has more, but He cannot speak. He has ears that He cannot hear. He has like cannot move except being carried. And somebody is saying, you should serve that God. I said, there's a condition. If you do not bow, if you do not worship the God, then you're going to be thrown. There's a fire. Hallelujah. There's a fire. It's not the candle. They didn't just light the candle and put that. So they'll throw inside. No, a fire, a fiery furnace. That means it's very hard. Hallelujah. So what do we do at that time? We can be confused. We can decide and say, no, I can't. When you look at the fire, we'll be afraid. Fear will come in. But the Bible says we should not be afraid, right? Fear not. He said, I'm with you. But at that time, if you do not have a relationship with God, it's difficult for you. Even if you have a relationship and you do not, your relationship is not strong enough, you're going to waver at that time. Hallelujah. There are so many, yours might not be a fiery furnace. It might be some other problems that has made you to succumb to the devil. Praise the Lord. But thank God for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. He said, well, we won't even think about it. It does not matter how it is. It does not matter the fruitfulness. It is difficult for somebody to make that decision. Except you know the God that you serve. Except you have had an encounter with this God. You cannot make that statement and say it doesn't matter what it is. We are not going to think about it. We are just going to do what we want to do. And which is, but we not bow down before that idol. We only serve our God, the Almighty God, the one that helped us, brought us from Egypt, our fathers from Egypt. So what are you thinking of at this time? Are you thinking that problem? The problem will be there, but it will not consume you because you believe in a God that saves. That's what children have meant, mentioned have been believed. That's what we read about. That's why it's good for us to, you know, we have Sunday school time for us to come to Sunday so we hear the word. For us to read the Bible so that we understand the God that we are serving, especially at this time of fasting. It's time for us. Make time to read the Bible. Because God speaks to us through this word, through reading the Bible. Because there are so many situations that the devil will use to pull us from the kingdom. Because the devil wanted to use that situation to destroy their testimony. The devil always gives an option. He said that you do this because he wants us to say, we gave Jesus, he did that to Jesus. So what about us? If he did that to Jesus, who will he not do it to? That's why we should know this God that we serve. That's why we should understand his ways. Hallelujah. It is very important that we understand. That's why at this time of fasting and prayer, it's good for us to, you know, talk to God. Say, God, I want to know you. Read the Bible. Sometimes you don't know where to start. You can start from the book of Matthew. You can start from the book of Genesis. Pick a book and read it. God will speak to you through that book. That's the truth. Pick a book. Don't say, I don't know where to start. If you carry the Bible, you'll be overwhelmed. Where do I start from? Is it new or old? Or you can start from somewhere. Pick a book and just read. And then God will begin to speak to you. Then you begin to understand who this God is. The one that can protect. Hallelujah. You know, there was a story, but I don't know how true that is. It said they were killing Christians. Police officers were killing Christians. And a lot of them refused. You know, I think all the ones that the first one, second one, they said no, that they are going to be died. Then the last one, when he saw the guns and the bullets, he said, saw the guns pointed at him, they killed others. He said, no, I can't die. Look, I don't want to serve him anymore. And the police officer said, well, I am going to take your position. That I rather die for this God. Say, I don't know this God, but when these people were dying, when they were shooting these people, that an angel was there taking them. Praise the Lord. And that changed him and said, look, I'm willing to die for this God. But the person that knew God, that you know, denied God at that time. You know, it can happen. It's not how long you've been in the faith. It's how close you are to God. The revelation of God that we have. Sometimes we find it very difficult to pray. Sometimes we find it very difficult to read the Bible. Sometimes we find it very difficult to even come to church. Why? Because we have not really had an encounter with him. And I pray that this 40 days, we are going to have an encounter in the name of Jesus. We are going to have an encounter in the name of Jesus. Because the reason why Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego were different was because they have had an encounter. Hallelujah. We are going to pray that God, I want to meet with you. I want you to reveal yourself to me. in the name of Jesus. Let's rise on our feet and just pray now this time. As many that have not known, you don't want to pray. Because sometimes it's not how big. There's nothing like, oh, I'm very spiritual in the things of God. The person that has been a Christian for 20 years can fall. That's the truth. And the person that just gave his life 1 year, you just see the person is once and knows the Lord, I will stand. The devil is very crafty, very subtle in his ways. So I want to pray this morning. I say, Father, intervene in my life in the name of Jesus. Anything that is holding me back from knowing your Lord, Father, remove in the name of Jesus. Every hindrance, every stronghold of you that is holding me back from knowing you, from holding me back, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, remove in the name of, intervene in my life in the name of Jesus. Father, oh Lord, let those chains, oh Lord, be broken this morning in the name of chains that are holding me, oh Lord. Holding me bound, oh Lord. Holding me captive, Lord, from knowing you in the name of you, from having a relationship with you. Father, Lord, let those chains be broken today. Father, intervene in my life. Let those chains be broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let's have our seats. He said, if it be so, 17, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to do what? To deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hands, O king. Go ahead. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So we will not. We will not. It does not matter how it seems. It does not matter how much you put it. It does not matter if it's acid you're going to pour on us. Hallelujah. It does not matter if it's because I want to be promoted. Then I have to deny God. No. Hallelujah. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spoke and commanded that they should eat the furnace. What? Seven times more than it was wont to be heated. They heated more than it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. So anything that goes close to it, the thing does what? Will be burnt. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind several metal of Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their horses, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hard, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The men that carried them were what? They were burnt. Hallelujah. Even their God must save them. At least you would have thought that the people that are putting them, the God that they bowed down for, will be able to deliver them. But the God did not deliver them. They were burnt. I wonder why people will still serve that God. If he burnt their own people that carried them in them. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then recognized that the king was astonished and rose up in haste, and spoke and said unto his counselor, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no word, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Amen. Then the Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon those bodies. The fire had no power, nor was an hair of their heads singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we look Look at this. In the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we see that God is a God that will do anything. So that when God intervened in their matters, something happened. There was a fourth man in that fire. Hallelujah. Your case might not be so. My case might not be so. That when God, because there's no particular way. When God intervenes in different ways. Hallelujah. And just the fourth man was there, they saw. But in my case or in your case, the fourth man might not be seen. But he's there. Hallelujah. Because he's there. Because he said he will ride with us even in the fire. Hallelujah. So Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servant that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Go ahead. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be caught in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. No other God. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So when we look at that, God intervened in their situation. God showed up and was with them. That's one thing. God showed up and was with them. God manifested, you know. What are the things that made God intervene in their situation? They knew God. I want to go there first before I go to the other. They knew God. The God that they served, they knew him. They knew that this God delivers. Do you know God, if I ask you? Do you know God? How can I ask myself that question? Ask myself, I said, do I really, I think of myself, when this happens, how will I react? How will I react? If something like this is before me, how am I going to react? Because we have to start preparing ourselves. There are some situations that we come that you think that God has forgotten you, but God has not. It's because they knew God. That's why they said, it does not matter what happens. We are not going to bulge. Hallelujah. Situations we come. As Christians, situations we come. Challenges we come our way. But when God intervenes, it's different. Hallelujah. They knew the God that they serve, that he won, he delivers, that he saves. They trust in him because they know that he never what fails. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. They knew that it's the God that what saves. Do you know that God can deliver you? Do you know that God can save you in the midst of the storm? Hallelujah. Proverbs 3. 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall what direct that path. Say, trust in the Lord. They did not lean in their own understanding. That's why they said what they say. You know, sometimes we know how to pen things because we are human. We know how to pen things and say, yeah, it doesn't really matter. You know, we can do this. He will do certain things that, you know. So let's just deny God. It does not matter. But that point where you're about to give up, just know that God, that point, God will show up. Hallelujah. That's what we must acknowledge in all our ways. How do you acknowledge him in all your ways? At this time that we are fasting and praying, study the word. I'm not saying take the Bible and start reading it. You know, so we'll read. I heard somebody read the book, the Bible, is it 2 days old? And It was funny because, you know, when you read the Bible, you don't have the revelation. If you have the revelation, people know. Praise the Lord. If you don't have it, people still know. It's not about rushing to read. It's about reading and saying, God, give me understanding. If you don't understand it, God can give you. You can talk to God. That veil is broken. Or you call somebody and say, I read this and I do not understand. Hallelujah. And God will. So we must trust him. They trusted him because they know that he never fails. They were not afraid to die because the Lord has assured them. There's that assurance. There's that assurance. Hallelujah. Amen. There's that assurance until you know you will not understand that God delivers. You will not know that God, you don't need to be afraid. Hallelujah. Because in Matthew 17, verse 21, it said that this thing shall not go except by what? Fasting and praying. You know, there are some doors that need to be opened that you need to fast. And God will cause it to be opened. Hallelujah. Amen. You will knock, it will not open. You will call, but when you fast and you pray, God will cause it to do what? To be opened. Hallelujah. So at this time, that's what we're doing. He said they knew that this, they have the assurance that God never fails. See, this kind does not go out but prayer and fasting. Let's look at Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. They were not afraid to die. Even if you die, do you know what? Even if you die, there is hope because what? We have eternal life. We're going to reign with him. Praise the Lord. But if you don't know that, what happens? You will cave in. That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. 31, please, Samuel. Hallelujah. So we should not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Pray. Hallelujah. Problems will come. And don't forget that testimony that that lady told of her child that was, she gave birth to the child. The child was okay, but after some time, the child could not, you know, the child didn't walk, the child could not talk. For 3 years, she was carrying the child on a wheelchair. Hallelujah. But one day, what they were doing was praying and believing God. They prayed and believed God. You know, when there is no way, talk to God. God, this is the time to talk to God. God will intervene. Hallelujah. When God sees our hopelessness, that our hope is in him. He said, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. He will not. There are some situations in my life that I thought that no way. Hallelujah. But God showed up. How he did it, I don't even know. Hallelujah. Amen. How he did it, I don't even know. But God did it anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, so they were not afraid because they had that assurance. As we are fasting and praying and reading the word as the word God reveals himself. You know, I pray that we have that assurance that there is nothing impossible for him to do. There is nothing that he cannot do. That child that we're talking about, at least Brother Moran, Daddy, and when they saw the child, he's now 10 years old, stood up after 3 years and started walking and started talking.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God has been right there with them when they were praying. The mother was crying, but the child didn't, was just looking at, he didn't, you know. She You might not understand the pain that they went through. You might not understand, you know, how they were praying and say, God, I've seen that before. A child, he started walking at 9 years old. And if you see him, you can't stop him. He wants to walk, run everywhere. So say, just leave him, let him. He's excited that he can walk. That is just God that did that. So the child was excited. So who are you to go and say, don't? No, he doesn't want to sit down anymore. He cannot. I say in 10 minutes, he's running. Or he doesn't sit down in 1 minute. There is nothing that God cannot do. We are talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What of that child? When I looked at it, I said, just they went for a meeting, Pastor in this church, and the pastor that was preaching was, she didn't really talk much about her husband, but the husband was in a situation where they thought that there's no way. But one thing that helped her, she believed God. Hallelujah. She believed God. She believed God. She was always, even when, when people were saying, look at what is going on. People were saying, you're still able to laugh and things like that. So God will do it. But the man is alive. He came out of it. Hallelujah. Somebody that was unconscious. There is nothing that God cannot do. Hallelujah. They were not afraid. They never traded God for anything because they knew the God that they serve. I pray that you will know the God that you serve today in the name of Jesus. You have an encounter with this God in the name of Jesus. The God that transforms life. Hallelujah. So how did God intervene in their situation? God showed up. God was with them. He said, I will walk with you. I will walk with you. Through the fire, I will be with you. I'll be by your side. God showed up and was with them. That's why when he looked, he saw. Hallelujah. When that girl stood up, nobody saw how God was teaching her. She just stood up and the parents started walking. When a child starts to walk, the child doesn't just, some children will stand up and they will start walking. But most children, what happens is that they will start, they will stand up, they will fall. They will start, they will be falling and like that. But nobody knew that God was there teaching this child. And the child stood up. Hallelujah. Amen. God was there. God was with them. God manifested, his power was manifested there. Hallelujah. His power was manifested for the fire not to touch them. Hallelujah. I always remember my husband's story when I said, oh my God, that he drove from, he had a heart attack and he drove from the hospital by himself to the house. And came out. I don't know how he did it, but I knew that it was God that made it possible.
Hallelujah.
It was God that made it possible. Hallelujah. There is nothing that God cannot do. You might think that God is not there. God is there steering the wheel with you. God is there. The one that will never leave us nor forsake us. God manifests. He is there because he wants to manifest his power in our lives. Because he said he has called us for himself, not for us. Whatever he does is for his own name's sake. Whatever he does, that's why I believe God that this 40 days fasting and prayer, God is going to do the unthinkable for his name's sake in the name of Jesus. Concern our business. He's the one that promotes. He's the one that lifts up. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord will lift you up in the name of Jesus. God manifested his power and he settled them by confirming his word. Isaiah 43 verse 2. And also Psalm 75 verse 6. He settled them by confirming his word. God wants to confirm his word. And I pray that God is going to prove himself in our lives this month in the name of Jesus. That is our God. He said, for promotion coming neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. God settled them, and therefore that settlement was more than promotion for them. Hallelujah. The manifestation of his power there is when Nebuchadnezzar saw and said, no, this is God. Their God is greater than every other God. There is no God beside their God. That was the confirmation of the manifestation of his power. Hallelujah. He sent them by confirming his word. Isaiah 43 verse 2. He promoted them. That was settlement. Nobody has the power to degrade them anymore. Hallelujah. Nobody has the power to disgrace them anymore. Because God has settled them. Isaiah 43 verse 2. Read that, then the last one. God proved that he is the Almighty God, and beside him there is no God. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be there with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Yours might not be fire. Yours might be some problem that you're going through. Yours might be promotion. Yours might be your business. Yours might be in your job. Yours might be your marriage. God says, I will be with you. But you must believe. Hallelujah. Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they believed. You must know this God. Find him in his word. Find him. You can find him in his word, and he will reveal himself to you. Hallelujah. Brethren, let's look at Isaiah 43, verse 11, that we're going to pray. I have 4 minutes to pray. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43, verse 11. Hallelujah. So I want us to know that God, when God intervenes, a lot of things happen. A lot of things happen. God shows up. He didn't just show up. He shows up to manifest his power. He shows up to settle us. He shows up to change our story. He shows us to do new things in our lives. He shows us to do miracles that will transform. Miracles that will make people know that he's God. Hallelujah. He said, I am the Lord. Beside me, there is no savior. That is what Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego realized. They knew. They held on to it. And really, he did what? He delivered them. He said to them, let's rise on our feet this morning. Hallelujah. I don't know if any of us is here and we are still not sure who is there. We are still not sure who will believe in. We have not given our life to Christ. Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they believed God. Because the first thing is for you to believe. The first thing is for you to accept him as your Lord and Savior. If there's anyone that has not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you can raise your hand and I'll pray with you. If you're online and in person, we can pray with you. You have not given your life to him. You have not accepted him. Giving your life to Christ is confessing him as your Lord and Savior. That is what it is. That's just what it is. So confess that he's your Lord and Savior. That he died. He came and died for you. Hallelujah. If there's no one, we are going to pray. We want to pray. We have prayed that God should intervene in our spiritual life so that we know him at the power of his resurrection, so that we know who he is. We are going to pray. Let's open our mouth and just pray, Father, intervene, oh Lord, in my life, oh Lord. Let's pray one more time. Intervene, oh Lord, every struggle that I have, oh Lord, every struggle that I have, not serving you, every struggle that I have with your word, every struggle that I have, not doing your will. Father, Lord, let it be broken today in the name of Jesus. Father, let it be broken, O Lord. Every struggle, O Lord, not to abide by your word, every struggle, O Lord, not to be able to do your will, O Lord. Father, Lord, let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every struggle, O Lord, Father, let them be destroyed, O Lord. Intervene in my life, O Lord. Intervene in my spiritual life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We want to pray for ourselves. One thing that happened for Mr. General Abednego, God arose. We want to pray that God will arise in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, Spirit of the living God, we pray, Lord, that Lord, you will arise, O Lord. In my life, O Lord, arise, O Lord. In my life, O Lord, arise, O Lord. Concerning, O Lord, my situation, arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. God arose and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were taken to their place of blessing. They were lifted up. Lord, say, Father, arise and take me to my place of blessing. In the name of Jesus. Arise and take me to my place of blessing. In the name of Jesus. We want to pray also, Father, in the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, and change, Lord, my situation in the name of Jesus. Every situation that is not palatable, O Lord, in my life, Father, Lord, arise and change it in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray, even at this time, we want to pray that the Lord will cause his power to overcome every obstacle to rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, cause your power to overcome, O Lord, every obstacle that comes. Let it fall upon me. Let it fall upon me. Let it fall upon the church in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I also want us to pray for God to arise, to intervene in every negative situation that we are going through in the name of Jesus. Father, arise, O Lord, and settle us, O Lord. Arise and settle us, O Lord. Concerning every negative thing that we are going through, every problem that, Father, arise and intervene in the name of Jesus. Arise and intervene, O Lord, concerning those negative situations, concerning those problems, O Lord, that are causing us to weep. Problems that are causing us, O Lord, to retreat. Problems that are causing us to weep in our closet. Problems that are causing us not to be able to speak to people. Father, help us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Father. You are the one that settled. You that settled Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego. You settle us in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, you, O Lord, that caused Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego to be promoted, O Lord. Father, Lord, you intervene in our own issues, O Lord, and we'll be promoted in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Father, we give you all the glory in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We bless your name, O Lord. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, O Lord, even as we have prayed, O Lord, concerning our nation, O Lord, take control in the name of Jesus. We are praying, O Lord, for Nigeria, that you will change the story of Nigeria in the name of Jesus. As men are suffering, O Lord, Father, we pray, Lord, that Lord, you will visit the country in the name of Jesus. Father, we also pray for Ukraine, Lord, what is going on. Father, put an end, O Lord, to the war in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In our nation here, America, O Lord, Father, we pray, Lord, also that you will settle us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we cause everything that will be done, O Lord, even from the parliament, is in us to favor us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, testimonies we abound in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O Lord. We pray, Lord, that this month of our fasting and prayer, O Lord, That, Lord, that you will do, oh Lord, miraculous things in our lives in the name of Jesus. In the course of this week, oh Lord, every door that has been closed against us, Father, cause them to be opened in the name. As we intervene, as we pray, oh Lord, open our mouths, oh Lord, to give you our supplications, oh Lord. Father, intervene in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, this week we'll be praying, oh Lord, praying for our families, we'll be praying for ourselves, oh Lord. Father, intervene, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good
all the time.
And all the time.
The Lord is good.